As part of our Deep Dialogue series, W2L News and Views is partnering with the Gulf Future Coalition, gulffuture.org, to bring you voices from the Gulf. In 2014, the Gulf Future Coalition held five salons across the five Gulf states where participants were asked to tell their personal stories of the Deepwater Horizon disaster, their relationship with the coastal environment, and their vision for the future of the Gulf Coast. Here's the coordinator for Gulf Future, Joisha Dutta.
Since Gulf Future Coalition's inception shortly after the BP oil disaster, we've partnered with artists, musicians, and filmmakers to organize, educate, and empower communities to advocate for a healthy Gulf. In the spring of 2014, we forged a unique and inspiring cultural organizing partnership, integrating art, policy education, and storytelling with the multidisciplinary performing arts production CryU1, a collaboration between ArtSpot Productions and Mondo Bazaar. Please join us next spring when the Gulf Future Coalition will be organizing days of action between the observances of the BP oil disaster in April and Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in August and September. You'll be invited to share your story and take action to restore, protect, and defend the Gulf's communities, ecosystems, and cultures. To stay tuned to these events as they develop, please follow Gulf Future at twitter.com/gulffuture and facebook.com/gulffuture.
Listen to Sharon Stewart from a Gulf Future Salon in Houston, Texas in 2014 relate her experience of the Deepwater Horizon disaster in 2010.
I guess my most personal moment was coming back from Weeks Island a couple of months. Well, maybe it was less than that, but in the early days of the spill. And I went to Dauphin Island because I knew the University of Alabama had an oceanographic center there. Never got there. There were so many people on the island, and they would not let us get anywhere near the beaches or take pictures. If you got out of your car, you were followed. You could not, if you stayed in the public right-of-way, you were followed. And they would have confiscated my camera if I had taken a picture. That is so different from my experience of oil spill cleanups in the past when I worked for NOAA. It's just not how it's done. This is like a totalitarian, first big example of what a totalitarian state is like. Didn't mean to be political, but it was how I felt at the time.
That was Sharon Stewart speaking from Houston, Texas in 2014 about the BP disaster. For more information about how you can share your story concerning the BP disaster, go to gulffuture.org.